Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Segunda Fase, Ensino Secundário 2017, 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação bienal. Vai agora realizar o grupo 1, Compreensão do Oral. Deve escutar com muita atenção e seguir as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma parte, deve continuar a resolver a prova e manter-se em silêncio. Este grupo é composto por 6 itens relativos a 2 textos, texto A e texto B. Esses itens encontram-se no enunciado. Antes de ouvir cada texto, disporá de alguns segundos para ler as respectivas questões. Vai ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Disporá de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora a página do enunciado para dar início à compreensão do oral.
Text A. You will hear 3 teenagers talking about their dreams when they were younger. For item 1, match the names Morgan, Alice or Tommy in column A with the ideas they express in column B. All the ideas apply. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 15 seconds to read them. Now listen. Morgan.
My dream as a young child? Well, I wanted to be an illustrator when I was 12. I absolutely loved drawing. But, to tell you the truth, before that, I considered being a cake decorator, a greeting card designer, and even a dog show judge. What a great dreamer I was. But, after my experience as a volunteer in an animal shelter, everything became much clearer in my head. That wonderful experience made me realise that working with animals is definitely my path.
Alice.
Look, I've always wanted to be a vet. I used to obsessively watch Pet Operation, which was simply a camera aimed at a body and you could watch everything the surgeons were doing. I thought it was amazing. I love animals, you see. I've got 2 dogs, a cat and a parrot, and I honestly can't imagine a better job. I've been working in an animal hospital in the summer holidays. My early passion is still alive.
Tommy.
Well, I thought I wanted to be a vet because I love animals, but I never really felt I'd be good at it. Last year, I worked over the summer with a town vet, and even though I loved it, I decided it wasn't for me. I still love animals, though. That didn't change. Even now, I don't really have a clear idea because I want to be a mixture of several things. But what I do know is that I love animals and writing, so I'm thinking about being a wildlife journalist instead of a vet.
Listen again. Morgan.
My dream as a young child? Well, I wanted to be an illustrator when I was 12. I absolutely loved drawing. But, to tell you the truth, before that, I considered being a cake decorator, a greeting card designer, and even a dog show judge. What a great dreamer I was. But, after my experience as a volunteer in an animal shelter, everything became much clearer in my head. That wonderful experience made me realise that working with animals is definitely my path.
Alice.
Look, I've always wanted to be a vet. I used to obsessively watch Pet Operation, which was simply a camera aimed at a body and you could watch everything the surgeons were doing. I thought it was amazing. I love animals, you see. I've got 2 dogs, a cat and a parrot, and I honestly can't imagine a better job. I've been working in an animal hospital in the summer holidays. My early passion is still alive.
Tommy.
Well, I thought I wanted to be a vet because I love animals, but I never really felt I'd be good at it. Last year, I worked over the summer with a town vet, and even though I loved it, I decided it wasn't for me. I still love animals, though. That didn't change. Even now, I don't really have a clear idea because I want to be a mixture of several things. But what I do know is that I love animals and writing, so I'm thinking about being a wildlife journalist instead of a vet.
Now check your answers. That is the end of listening A. Text B. You will hear an interview with Alex, a young public speaker, about the importance of dreaming. For items 2.1 to 2.5, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. Read items 2.1 to 2.5 on your paper. You have 45 seconds to read them. Now listen. Author, activist, public speaker and student Alex Fletcher has achieved more in 17 years than most people do in a lifetime. He has devoted himself to spreading the view that dreams do happen and speaks to students all over the country. Let's meet the boy behind the inspiration. Hello, Alex. Welcome. So, you're a public speaker and a writer. Is that what you've always wanted to be?
Well, actually, yes. I've always had a way with words, so it made sense to me. It's part of who I am, and I've always dreamt of making a real difference in someone's life. 2 years ago, after speaking to an audience, a young boy approached me saying, "Alex, you've made me rethink some things." It was then that I knew I could actually do it.
Wow, great. Now, what about your writing? Was it easy to have your books published?
Not really. To tell you the truth, I had to turn to crowdfunding to get the money I needed to publish my first book. You see, I was 15 and I was hesitant to ask my parents.
Crowdfunding? Can you tell us a bit more about it?
It's quite simple, actually. Basically, you use websites which are accessible to everyone and you present your business ideas. If your idea is good, you can raise small amounts of money from a large number of investors. I was able to publish my book, and that kicked off my writing career.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting. And after that first book, you've become a huge success. How does that make you feel?
I can't complain, really. It's a privilege to be able to do what I do, especially at my age. After all, these teenagers listen to what I have to say, so I need to be careful, which scares me sometimes. I want them to believe in their dreams again, and not give up on them.
What do you think happens to dreams? I mean, why do you think young people stop believing in them?
Well, I think the world starts demanding more and more from us. When you're a kid, you don't need reasons to do things. You just do them, and you believe you can actually be anyone, and that empowers you.
What about parents? How can they impact your choices?
Well, some parents put pressure on their children to choose a specific career, thinking that it will determine the course of their lives. Yet, as adults, they often have to reinvent themselves more than once, moving among professions or working in different environments. For instance, telecommuting is a good example. Nowadays, people don't even need to leave their houses. they can manage their work without direct supervision. I think that's awesome.
But don't you think that although things are changing, it's still important for parents to give their children career advice?
Yes, definitely. But what I think really happens is that parents' ideas are more limited by their own experience than they think. I know they are worried about us, but as well-meaning as their advice might be, it doesn't take into account what's going to be available to us in the future. The most important, I think, is to give children the opportunity to dream and follow those dreams, because we never really know what the future holds.
Well, thank you, Alex. That was really interesting.
My pleasure.
Listen again. Author, activist, public speaker and student Alex Fletcher has achieved more in 17 years than most people do in a lifetime. He has devoted himself to spreading the view that dreams do happen and speaks to students all over the country. Let's meet the boy behind the inspiration. Hello, Alex. Welcome. So, you're a public speaker and a writer. Is that what you've always wanted to be?
Well, actually, yes. I've always had a way with words, so it made sense to me. It's part of who I am, and I've always dreamt of making a real difference in someone's life. 2 years ago, after speaking to an audience, a young boy approached me saying, "Alex, you've made me rethink some things." It was then that I knew I could actually do it.
Wow, great. Now, what about your writing? Was it easy to have your books published?
Not really. To tell you the truth, I had to turn to crowdfunding to get the money I needed to publish my first book. You see, I was 15 and I was hesitant to ask my parents.
Crowdfunding? Can you tell us a bit more about it?
It's quite simple, actually. Basically, you use websites which are accessible to everyone and you present your business ideas. If your idea is good, you can raise small amounts of money from a large number of investors. I was able to publish my book, and that kicked off my writing career.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting. And after that first book, you've become a huge success. How does that make you feel?
I can't complain, really. It's a privilege to be able to do what I do, especially at my age. After all, these teenagers listen to what I have to say, so I need to be careful, which scares me sometimes. I want them to believe in their dreams again, and not give up on them.
What do you think happens to dreams? I mean, why do you think young people stop believing in them?
Well, I think the world starts demanding more and more from us. When you're a kid, you don't need reasons to do things. You just do them, and you believe you can actually be anyone, and that empowers you.
What about parents? How can they impact your choices?
Well, some parents put pressure on their children to choose a specific career, thinking that it will determine the course of their lives. Yet, as adults, they often have to reinvent themselves more than once, moving among professions or working in different environments. For instance, telecommuting is a good example. Nowadays, people don't even need to leave their houses. They can manage their work without direct supervision. I think that's awesome.
But don't you think that although things are changing, it's still important for parents to give their children career advice?
Yes, definitely. But what I think really happens is that parents' ideas are more limited by their own experience than they think. I know they are worried about us, but as well-meaning as their advice might be, it doesn't take into account what's going to be available to us in the future. The most important, I think, is to give children the opportunity to dream and follow those dreams, because we never really know what the future holds.
Well, thank you, Alex. That was really interesting.
My pleasure.
Now check your answers. That is the end of listening B. That is the end of Group 1. Thank you.